A bipartisan group of lawmakers from our region are calling for Congress to send an even stronger signal to Russia to keep them from meddling in November's elections, though it's not clear their calls will translate into action. WHYY congressional correspondent Matt Laszlo reports.
After President Trump recently took the side of Russian President Vladimir Putin over that of U.S. intelligence officials after they met in Helsinki, many GOP lawmakers took the rare step of criticizing him or his words. Central New Jersey Republican Congressman Leonard Lance even pushed a resolution commending and supporting the intelligence agencies, something that's rarely done.
I think it's important for the Congress in a bipartisan capacity to defend the intelligence agencies. I have great faith in Director Coates and in the other officials leading those agencies.
And South Jersey Republican Congressman Tom MacArthur also rebuked the president, arguing his words sent a bad message.
I disagreed with them. I think he tried to make amends when he came back and clarify, but they were unfortunate, and I've made it clear. Look, I've never hesitated to oppose the president when I think it's appropriate, and I did on the Helsinki comments.
MacArthur is behind a bill that forces the administration to alert Congress if a foreign country is meddling in the election, and another bill that seeks to get foreign companies out of the business of supplying American states and localities with election equipment, like voting software.
You know, that gets to this whole issue of how we allow foreign companies to invest in the United States.
MacArthur says the U.S. needs to send a forceful message across the globe.
We cannot have a foreign belligerent governments tampering with our elections. And Russia, by all accounts, has tampered and attempted to have an impact on our elections. We have to stop that.
Over in the Senate, a slew of bills are also picking up broad support. One bill that's sponsored by Florida Republican Marco Rubio and Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen basically says if Russians are caught interfering in the 2018 elections or future elections, automatic and very deep sanctions would be triggered. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey says he likes the intention of the bill.
Yeah, I want them to know that if they were to meddle with our elections again, they will have to pay a very, very high price in the hope that that knowledge will dissuade them from doing that.
But some lawmakers fear that bill could have the unintended consequence of hurting U.S. companies that unwittingly are tied to Russian firms in this increasingly interconnected global economy. Toomey says he's reviewing that sanctions bill, and he's torn on it because he doesn't want Congress to act merely to act.
I'm open to it, but I want to make sure that we think it through carefully.
But Republican senators defeated a bill to send even more money to states to help gird against foreign interference this year. The GOP argues the states still haven't spent all of the $380 million Congress already sent them to fight intrusion ahead of November. But Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons says even his home needs more help from Washington.
Even in my little state of Delaware, that's just a down payment on improving our cybersecurity.
Coons is also pushing the Secure Elections Act, which would help streamline American elections. And he says the recent assessment from the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, should leave no one guessing on what Russia plans to do this fall.
That would solve some issues around security clearances and access to information for election officials. But frankly, we could not have gotten a clearer warning than we got from DNI Coats saying that, as I think memorably, like all the warning lights are blinking red and Russia continues to be a threat to our upcoming election.
There's still no vote scheduled for any bills related to election security or Russian sanctions. But supporters are vowing to pressure GOP leaders until they bring legislation to the floor to address some, if not all, of the glaring deficiencies in the U.S. electoral system. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.